Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our evening of another day with musicians featuring poetry as well as the artistry business of music. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a very special reason that this topic was chosen to ignite and also accentuate the fact that there are artists among us, and they are not only just musicians. Some of them are poets, some of them are storytellers as well as drummers, and they are creative. And we wanted to take this time to bring them to you so that you would have an opportunity to hear about some of the great things that are going on in music. For example, ladies and gentlemen, there are artists now that are obtaining contracts who are finding agents to actually sponsor them. And for those of you who are out there in the audience and who have been looking to find someone to sponsor you, there is more than you know to that. You have definitely got to find an expert lawyer who specializes in entertainment law to give you all the 411 and the 911 on procedures and finding an agent. It's also very important that if your crafts are not developed, you must be about the business of developing your crafts and getting your crafts well defined, because there's a lot of competition out there in the world today. Not that you give up, but you must know that when you have a craft, you are about the business of developing and sharpening your edge, because you're gonna need an edge in order to perform in today's society. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take you to station identification while we go tend to some housekeeping business. And while we're listening to one of our fantastic artists, let me give you a little background information on Israel New Breed. Their music has been one that has really successfully brought forth the hip-hop phase. But you love them in this rendition. Let's take a look at one of the Israel songs and enjoy. Welcome back, family. Thank you for joining us on this particular evening. We are continuing on with the music of poetry as well as talking about the music industry. I'd like to welcome you back and like to invite you to go over to the Talking Cure Room, where we go over and we summon our ancestors and invite them to also assist us. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Will you stand to your feet, positioning your hands in a position where you're about to receive? As you stand with your palms up, we ask that you would put your hands out, because you are looking to receive from the Most High. Remember that the Most High is talking about Oludulamare, the manifestation of the Godhead, Akamare. And as we stand to our feet, with our hands raised, we ask God to give us the desires of our heart. And we're always in the mode of asking and petitioning. But it's very important that we also give praise and acknowledgement. We'd like to acknowledge Akamare today by pouring libation in honor of Akamare, Oludulamare, Ilede, Olurum. All three manifestations, I pour libation on behalf of them. Ashe. I like to pour a glass of water for my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I like to pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my father, that he may have light to light his way, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's spirit, that she may have light to light her way, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. I call libations to the east, and I say, I say. And finally, I pour libations to the west, and I say, I say. May the Lord add a blessing to the word, and may the meditation of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, Lord, O my strength and my redeemer. On thee do I wait, and on thee do I beseech for help. Guide me on the straight path, on the path of righteousness. And I ask that you will begin to bless, Father, every household that is represented here. Bless them and give them the desires of their heart. And we say, to God be the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about poetry. What is poetry all about? And what do you do when you get a line of poetry to write? We talked about the fact that some of us are artists and we just have it in our spirit. And there are others of us who have to meditate and get an inclination of what to write about. How about you? Are you clever and can scratch your head and just come up with the words? Or do you have to have the topic on your mind? Or do you need to go into deep meditation? Well, for Omi, I usually go into meditation before I receive a word. And with that meditation, I allow myself to let my right side influence me and give me indication of what to write about. And I have been writing since I was 48. And putting my work out there, it was a ministry where God had ministered to me and gave me a word of knowledge to write. Now, there's some of you out there that write independently and don't need to meditate. Yes, there are artists like that. But for those of you who don't have that gift, I want you to know that you can still be a writer. If you are meditating, this is the way you intrigue your right side of your brain to start giving you the information you need to write about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have various different standards and different types of writing and storytelling. But I want you to understand that some of the storytelling narrators that are out there right now, they are writing for a living. But for those of us who are still novice, it's okay. I want to invite you to still keep writing. I hope my speaker is still on. All right. Trying to get our speaker adjusted here. Just stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. A little station identification break here. Trying to get this thing going on. Now, let me get back to our music, and I'm going to bring you into some more of Israel New Verse music, because he takes the route of using all sorts of music to design his music. He did a little bit with Michael Jackson, too. Thank you. No one, I'll be not the one. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Israel New Birth, the New Breed. Israel, the group that actually decided to bring their Christmas in with a swing. And that is a live, deeper level of music by Israel. Israel is a Christian group. Now, if you can see the difference in music that these new groups are bringing, they're putting a bit of a swing to it. And they're also adding their own version and rendition of Christmas songs. Now, hopefully this year, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to be working on some music for Christmas, for the spiritual Christmas season. Now, if you haven't already started putting your style together, you need to find out which venue are you going with. Are you going with the venue of hip-hop, pop? Are you going with gospel, or can you put a twist on it? Can you be salubrious diversity? And that's the kind of music I will be creating, salubrious diversity, and bringing a little bit of each one of the melodies there. Now, for those of you who are really poets and would like to recite your poetry, I want you to start calling in, bringing your poetry to life by speaking it out in the courtyard. It's very important that you talk about writing your poetry, but you also give a few bars of your poetry, just like I have done. At one time, I was really, really on top of my game where I was giving you poetry, giving you the best that I got. And when I opened up, I gave you my first rendition of I'll Be Brief, I'll Be Short, I Won't Hold You Up Like You're in Some Jury Court. I'll get straight to the point, and in no time, I will have you up and out of this joint. I hurry, so you don't even have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who didn't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it. And before anybody leaves, just remember, I still have the floor. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Care to Read Room, which is underwritten by Project 2019. I'd like to read you a few lines from my Bag Lady. Bag Lady, you ain't got nothing on me. I'm still carrying all these bags, you see. Even though I've obtained a 4-year college degree, and they tell me that I've advanced to a 3-year